Welcome to the studio, the very lovely Marlon-Henri Depp.
Hello.
How are you?
Hello, thank you for having me.
It must be quite a sort of weird sensation for you, because I've just been reading through everything, and this single, I mean, you basically launched almost 6 months ago in Germany. You've had a huge number one in Germany with it. Does it feel weird to kind of 6 months later almost be starting all over again with the same song?
Yeah, it's slightly strange. Mine is the road less travel, really. I went out to Berlin to release it first, got a deal, and a couple of weeks later it was being played everywhere. And yeah, amazing. But I don't think that necessarily means anything here. The grassroots hard work still has to be done. And I still love playing the song. I'm not sick of it.
That's good. For people who kind of don't know you, you were in a duo called Matterfix, which again, they were massive in Germany again, so obviously good place to spot. You've then, after kind of 10 years of that, it's broken up and you're now on your own. You call yourself a reluctant frontman, and yet here you are again. Is it one of those inner battles of love the music, kind of hate doing the showbiz stuff?
There's certain aspects to the showbiz lifestyle that I'd probably shy away from, but there's other things that I love about it. I love being on stage, and I love the fact that a tune that I've penned in my bedroom one evening can be heard by millions. That concept sort of never gets lost on me. But yeah, there's certain aspects of it that I'd rather sort of talk about than I, you know. And I've still got amazing crew with me.
You have a really creative musical kind of background. I mean, your mum is more the arty side than the music side, but your dad like worked with Massive Attack, Nana Cherry, All Saints.
Yeah, that's right.
Does that mean there was kind of pressure from an early age, get a microphone in front of him, or is it just something that you saw them do and thought, wow?
Not at all. Like, you know, the musical side of my family on both sides, you know, we're always sort of making it work. And I think I grew up with it as a bit of a normality, really. There wasn't anything strange about it. It wasn't until you sort of get older and you realise, wow, that really is special to sort of be able to make a living doing what you love. And I studied film and photography. I didn't think I could I could make a living from music. But slowly but surely, the guitar sort of found me, started penning lyrics, and yeah, it bit me. Do you know what I mean? And got a real addiction for it.
You say that, though. I mean, I'm reading all about how when you're living on St. Vincent, you just happened to get a job on the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right. Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, they filmed
amazing.
It there for 5 or 6 months, and I took my CV down in my gap year and got a
job. So what were you doing?
I was a runner, production assistant.
Okay.
So yeah, I basically had a little radio of all the stunt department and the camera department and the production department on it. And yeah, it was lots of sailing and getting to see St. Vincent in a whole new light again.
Mm. It must be quite weird now then when you see that on screen to think.
Well, I saw it was a flop when I was on set. I was
really?
Like, man, they're all overacting. This is going to be garbage. And, you know, what do I know about filmmaking? Because it's one of the biggest grossing films of all time. So fortunately, you know, I managed to save enough money to record a demo for my first band.